There we are then, that's 7 o'clock. Today is Friday the 6th of January. BBC News for Oxfordshire now, here's Tom Harrigan.
It's set to be a big year for shoppers in Oxfordshire. Didcot, Bicester and Abingdon are all to benefit from £250 million of investments in their town centres starting in the coming months. So we've been out in Bicester seeing what shoppers want from the improvements.
I would really like to see children's clothes shops.
Oh, we want an Asda or somewhere cheaper.
An Asda.
There's too many Tesco's. Well, I like H&M, but they've only got one in Banbury, haven't they? So
I'd like to see some more clothes shops for men in Bicester. Obviously, I know we don't buy clothes very often, but, you know, we like the opportunity to be able to.
Well, Banbury's also investing with plans for two new retail parks and an application's expected for changes to Oxford Westgate Centre this Easter as well. Phil talking about this in far more detail next on The Breakfast Show. And there'll be more on this tonight on BBC Oxford TV News as well at 6:30 on BBC One. Next this morning, nursing in NHS hospital.
BBC Radio Oxford. Be part of it.
The first Friday of January. Can you believe it? 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, BBC Radio Oxford. We're coming to the close of our first proper January week, and I think it's going to be a good one. Now, Oxfordshire's towns set for a shopping boom, a bonanza, you might even say, over the next decade. More than £250 million is to be invested in retail developments in Didcot, Bicester and in Abingdon. In Didcot, Phase 2 of the Orchard Centre is getting £125 million. Abingdon is getting £53 million spent on refurbishing the Abbey Shopping Centre. And we've been speaking to shoppers in Bicester, where they're spending £70 million on new shops, a cinema and a bus interchange.
I do most of my shopping in Bicester. It's really limited, though, especially for children's clothes. It's terrible. Something like a large Asda or Sainsbury's with clothes, a good clothes selection would be really good because that would be more affordable.
Bicester's got no shops, are all shut in. Oxford's a little bit better.
Well, you have to go to Oxford to get a pair of socks for the children.
Yeah, you can't get nothing in Bicester really.
Any high street ones would be welcomed. Yeah, we've only got New Look and Dorothy Perkins.
I'd like to see more of a community type streets with greengrocers, fishmongers, butchers, rather than relying on the local supermarkets.
So some shoppers in Bicester there telling us what they think the town needs. What sort of shops do you think your town needs? We're going to get across to Didcot, Oxford, Banbury and maybe even Wallingford in the course of the show. But what do you think of January? BBC News for Oxfordshire now. Here's Tom Harrigan.
Well over £250 million is set to be invested in Oxfordshire shops over the next decade. Didcot and Abingdon will get major investment in their town centres, as will Bicester. So what would people there like to see?
I'd like to see McDonald's and HMV in Bicester.
You would like to see more organic food shop.
We could do with the ladies' clothes and the men's shop, really, couldn't we?